Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the first week of May. Steve Suman put this report together on May 1st, and I'm sharing it with you on the morning of May 2nd. Not a day too soon. It looks like spring weather will finally arrive in the North Woods just in time for the general inland fishing season opener. The much-welcome change will occur almost overnight, and though there is a chance of rain for the weekend, there is also a chance of near-perfect fishing weather, with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Let's check in with Greg up at Happy Hooker and see what's going on at the Quiet Lakes. Greg says the weather the past few weeks has not helped the lakes, as most of the big, deep lakes are still locked up with a decent amount of ice. It seems as if the only lakes open are those with river systems or the very small, shallow lakes. Still hopeful that all lakes will be open for the Saturday opener, but think it might be May 8th or 9th for some of them. There was very little fishing pressure this winter and no fishing pressure for the last month. And once the lakes open, the bite should be excellent. Fish should be jumping into the boat. Anglers should go through their favorite gear and stock up this week, and go through the boats one last time to get ready for an excellent open water fishing season. Thanks, Greg. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Wolter discusses the importance of continued pike improvement projects. Pike removals have proven potential. A removal project on LCO resulted in better pike size and improved musky stocking and reproductive success. There have been attempts to generate large pike removal efforts on other lakes by using anglers. In most cases, angling represents the best possible means to remove large numbers of pike while putting the fish to good use. The original pike improvement project was organized in 2019 on the Chippewa Flowage, which has an abundant northern pike population with generally poor size. The PIP efforts in 2019, 2021, and 2022 have seen large numbers of pike harvested, but all have fallen short of our goals. The DNR plans to stock muskies in the flowage in fall 2023, meaning this year's Chippewa Flowage PIP has elevated importance. Removing more pike before muskie stocking will likely improve stocking success and help shift the balance between the two species. A pike improvement project is in progress on Tiger Cat flowage, where in recent years we've observed small pike in shocking amounts. The pike introduction in Tiger Cat is more recent than many other area lakes, and the hope is that the PIP will help keep them in check. Angling harvest represents the best means to remove large numbers of pike, and we encourage anglers to remove even very small pike. Lastly, a PIP on the spider chain is hoping to keep that water body in action musky fishery. While initial efforts look positive, anglers need to stay diligent and perhaps increase their harvest efforts for it to be successful. So if you fish one of these three lakes in 2023, that's Chippewa Flowage, Tiger Cat, and the spider chain, please consider keeping the pike you catch. In all cases, there is a 5-fish daily bag limit, but no size restrictions. It is illegal to kill pike or any fish and leave them in the lake or on the shoreline. Anglers must take the fish home to eat, give away, or use the parts for garden compost. Pike are excellent to eat, whether baked, fried, or pickled, and there are numerous online diagrams and videos showing how to clean pike and avoid bones. Well, thanks, Max. Personally, I find it's a crapshoot whether I get a whole decent fillet out of a small pike, but that is not a problem. If I'm not happy with my filleting job, I just make chowder, and pike makes a damn fine chowder. It's fire season. During the first week of April, the DNR responded to nearly 100 wildfires that burned more than 3,000 acres. Shortly after the snow disappears, a dry spring or even just a few days between rains can leave grasses, pine needles, and leaf litter very dry, creating hazardous conditions. Warmer temperatures, low humidity, and windy days, coupled with many landowners conducting spring cleanups around their properties by burning yard waste, lead to the majority of wildfires. Be fire smart. Fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. For the most current fire situation and information, search fire danger or burning restrictions on the DNR's website. Say the DNR's got a free Hunt Wild mobile app, which provides public land maps, rules, regulations, and shooting hours. Through a partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the public has access to nearly 40,000 acres of private land through the Voluntary Public Access Habitat Incentive Program and also through the Turkey Hunter Access Program. Select state parks allow spring turkey hunting during the two-day youth hunt and the first two periods of the regular season. For more information, visit the State Park Hunting webpage and check out that Hunt Wild mobile app. Oh, brief fishing report for you here. Wisconsin's fishing opener is this Saturday, May 6th. Before you hit the water, review the current regulations as well as checking for any rule changes for waters that you plan to fish. Renew your fishing license and your boat registration. Check over your boat, batteries, trailers, fishing tackle, and other equipment. Always a good idea to pack a good base layer, like a synthetic thermal undershirt, and a rain suit if you're going to be out all day. You never know what the weather's going to do. Don't overlook some seemingly trivial item that could ruin a good day's fishing. In my case, it's those sunglasses with the reading lenses. I'm getting to the point where I can't tie a knot without my cheaters. Let's look at a few dates on the calendar. On April 30th, otter hunting and trapping season closed in the North Zone, so I hope you're not doing that anymore. Tonight, May 2nd, is the general business meeting for Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. It's at 7 p.m. at Flat Creek Lodge. You can get some information by calling 715-634-4543. Full moon is May 5th. That's also the date that early catch and release trout season closes. May 5th is also the date for the memorial service for local guide Terry Peterson at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame from noon to 2. Call 634-4440 for more details. Right after that memorial service, there's a fundraiser out at Angler's Haven Resort for the Terry Peterson Shoes Pond Memorial Project. Call Angler's Haven for details on that. Their number is 634-2757. Saturday, May 6th, general inland fishing season opener. Hoo-hoo! May 19th and 20th, the Fishing Has No Boundaries is having their event out at Lake Chippewa Campground on the Chippewa Flowage. If you'd like to participate or volunteer or donate something, call them at 715-634-3185. The Wisconsin Canoe Heritage Museum is holding their Heritage Day celebration at their Spooner site on May 27th. Call 715-635-2479 for details. Applications for 2023 elk season are being accepted now through May 31st. Spring turkey season's going on. We are wrapping up Period B today. Period C runs May 3rd through the 9th. Period D, May 10th through the 16th. Period E is May 17th through the 23rd. And Period F is May 24th through the 30th. Oh, if you want to know anything else about what's going on, you'll have to go to haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com, where you can see our calendar of events. If you want to call us down at the office, the numbers are 715-634-8662 for the chamber or 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes. Hey, enjoy this spring weather. Have a good week.